Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Finance, where it's we're looking through the M&A world with Ben Harrington, who is a business journalist and the editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks, Zach.
Okay, I managed to not be able to get the Sunday Times, or read it at least, but I know a little bit about what's going on. But we'll see what was really going on from you.
Well, the Sunday Times had quite a few interesting stories, but not too many of them were M&A related this week. And it's the same. So I think that was the same with the Sunday Telegraph as well, the business section of the Sunday Telegraph. Very interesting sections, but at the moment, M&A is in a bit of a, over here in the UK, in a bit of a sort of holding pattern, slight lull ahead of various big uncertainties that are out there, such as the US election and Brexit.
Well, both are apparently a dead cert. If you ask Paddy Power, I think they're already paying out on Mrs. Clinton. So there's no uncertainty there. Presumably they can't take the money back if Donald wins. So that's the end of that. But over here, we've been assured by the government, which is obviously less than the High Court, that the Brexit's going ahead. So presumably M&A world needs a little bit more certainty than what we currently have on the table.
Well, yes. And I mean, there are one or two big deals out there that have been announced, such as British American Tobacco's attempt to buy the remainder of Reynolds American that it doesn't own. That's a sort of $47 billion deal. but that again is partly US related, and I think what you're seeing at the moment is M&A in the US is going absolutely gangbusters. October was a record month for M&A in the US, with a number of huge transactions announced. But over here, it's a bit quieter. Some of the deals that were announced in the US were, there was Qualcomm's $39 billion takeover of NXP Semiconductors, AT&T's $85 billion takeover of Time Warner, GE and Baker Hughes announcing to merge their respective oil and gas units, or GE's oil and gas unit with Baker Hughes, apologies, and CenturyLink, which is a telecoms company, it's buying Level 3 for $34 billion. And all of those transactions were announced in the last 2 to 3 weeks over in the US. And included in those record figures, the data that was out last week, is British American Tobacco's attempted purchase of Reynolds. So lots of M&A happening in the US, but the UK Brexit uncertainty is definitely having an impact on decision-making around deals. For example, lots of companies that are weighing transactions are still, I guess, one thing that they're looking at is, roughly where the sort of floor in sterling is before deciding to do the transaction. I presume that's the case with Mediclinic, which has a stake in Spire Healthcare, and that's probably an issue there, and also with Burberry, which is being looked at by several foreign predators.
Oh, really? So that's still in play, the Burberry, is it?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the sort of theme of the moment, I'm afraid to say. Very busy at M&A in the US, slightly less busy over here.
And do you think that, let's say, after the December situation, or then things that people might get a bit more keen?
December situation being?
The Supreme Court coming in on Brexit, or do you think it's just... sterling fall, the free fall in sterling is the main factor there, as far as people not pressing the button.
I think it's a combination of factors. I don't think you can just say it's one isolated factor, I think there's a combination, you know, because they're all interlinked, right? So Sterling rose last week on the back of the news around the potential delay in Brexit following the High Court ruling. So I don't think you can say one, it's all, they're all interlinked. So, yeah.
Okay, well, on that note...
Have we run out of time?
No, we haven't, but I thought that was all you had on your plate.
Oh, right, no, but, it's not all I have. I mean, as I say, there are deals happening in the US.
Right.
One of them that could happen possibly this week is Twitter, which we've talked about a bit on this show.
Yeah.
Now, I have to make clear for your viewers that at this point we're moving into the section of the show that really I have to sort of, you know, highlight is very much speculation and not investment advice from me. in the case of Twitter, that could be a deal that happens, a multi-billion pound deal. I was told by sources that Twitter's bankers have been carrying out a sort of strategic review or sale of the company, whichever way you want to put it. We're fielding final round offers this weekend or late last week from the likes of Disney and possibly a couple of other parties. And it would appear offers came in the low 20s range, 22, 23, 24. So if that's deemed acceptable to Twitter's board, you might get a deal announced this week. Again, very much I have to highlight that is market speculation at the moment, unconfirmed, and is definitely not investment advice from me. I'm just reporting the speculation here.
Okay.
The other name that's being talked about a bit in the market, again, very much market speculation, this isn't investment advice, is Michael Kors. And there's some speculation that there might be something formal announced this week as well, later on in the week.
Okay, so there's two situations to at least keep an eye on or have on the watch list, let's say.
Yes, that's probably a good way to put it, yeah.
Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beaterville website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks.
We'll be back after the break.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.